Quiero a la sombra de un ala contaré este cuento en flor. La niña de Guatemala, la que se murió de amor.
¿Quieres escribir?
Sí.
¿Sí? ¿Y sabes alguna lengua indígena?
No.
¿Cuál fue en tu último año donde lo cursaste? O sea, ¿dónde estudiaste?
En Nicaragua, en Los Angélicos García Plata.
¿Hasta qué año estudiaste?
Tercero primaria.
¿Cuál es tu estado civil?
Eran delirios los ramos y las orlas de reseda, y de jazmín la enterramos en una caja de seda. Ella dio al desmemoriado una almohadilla de olor. Él volvió casado, ella se murió de amor. Iban cargándola en andas.
Can you start by telling me your name?
My name is Jesus Nieto.
And we're interviewing you today because you worked on a study this past year about migrant women. Can you tell me a little bit about the study? Who was it done for? How did you do it? Where did you travel to meet these women?
Okay, the study went to the National Institute of Women in Mexico. This is a government institution. And this study was close to the National University Autonomous from Mexico. It's about to the migration of women, especially from Central America and Mexico, in her travel to the United States.
Mm-hmm. And where did your team travel to?
Okay, we went to Guatemala, in the border mm-hmm. between Mexico and Guatemala. In the side of Guatemala, San Marcos is a department in the border. And in the side of Mexico, Tapachula, Chiapas, Tabasco. In Tabasco, a region, El Naranjo, all the border with Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. The majority of the women that you met, most of them, where were they coming from?
From Salvador mm-hmm. and Honduras, and also Nicaragua, Guatemala, Costa Rica and other countries.
Mm-hmm. And most of these women, what was their background? Were they indigenous, mestiza, what?
Both, indigenous and mestiz, all women to the United States.
And what were the main reasons? Why were they migrating?
Principal reason is bad economy. In these countries, we don't have employment. The salary is very, very, very low. It's total poverty in these countries and Mexico too.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the main problems that the women told you that they faced or suffered while migrating?
Okay, we find a lot of problems, especially with the women travel. They suffer sexual assault and rape and extortion. And another people abuse of them, theft. Mm-hmm.
What were the main jobs or employment that these women had?
They do every kind of jobs, domestic jobs, in the big stores, in the streets. And of course, we have a big problem when the woman forced into prostitution, problems. Maybe drugs, and they forced into mafia networks.
What did your group find about the effects of the increasing militarization and the increasing so-called state security on the borders? What were the effects on the women?
We find the police, the migrant agent, close the best paths, and the people, the flow of migrants, cross to the river, in the jungle, to the mountain, mm-hmm. and this is a serious problem because we have more deaths, rape, and sexual assault in women and robbery. This is the ambient, the bad ambient in the border region.
And you were telling me a little bit about extortion, but from the police forces. So is there really direct extortion from the different police forces?
We don't know really, but the testimony of Almont's migrants, women and men, say about two people, the hair, with use in police force, and they have weapons, kind of weapons like in the army. And the migrants say, yes, they are police or they are soldiers, and they extortionate and robbery and rape our women, and so kind of every kind of abuses in the women and men.
So from people who you can't say exactly are the police, but look very much like they are.
Yeah, that is a testimony in almost cases.
Okay. From what I understand, many of the people involved in doing this study are people involved in social projects here in Mexico. So can you tell me what the importance was for you to do this study, and what's the importance for the social movements in Mexico to be participating in working with these migrant women and migrants in general?
The social movement is very important. We have a lot of them in this country and Central America, but maybe the most important support to the migrants comes from church.
Mm-hmm.
And is very important to the social movement and organizations take conscience to take a systematic organization to support migrants, to help and take serious tools in to support these human flows. We have different ways to support to the migrants, not just migrant shelter. We can to do community radio with programs. We can to do workshops about legal rights, maybe another projects of communications about to websites, maybe the organizations do record of other people to do an ID for help, for calling her relatives. There are different ways to support this.
Siempre con el mismo interés de mejorar, de darle a mi hijo algo mejor de lo que tal vez yo no tuve, o sea, siquiera un estudio y una alimentación más o menos sana, o sea, completa.
¿Cuántos años tiene tu hijo?
Tiene 10 años.
Un ángel risueño.
My name is María. I'm from Nicaragua. And in my family, it was my mother, my brother, and I that supported the family. We did what we could. We sold food, soft drinks, gum. When I worked really, really, really hard, I earned about 50 córdobas a day. And that was enough for one meal for the whole family. It was enough more or less to survive, not well, and mostly badly. I stopped studying after third grade because there wasn't enough money for all of us to study. So I stopped so that the younger ones could keep studying.
Y a todas ellas las sabes transformar para reír, para soñar.
I started seeing the situation as being very hard. There were days when we had and days when we had nothing. There were days when we had nothing to eat. A friend came and told me, I'll take you to Guatemala. And I said, fine. He brought me to the capital. And it seems he brought me here to sell me. Because the business owners that he left me with wouldn't let me leave. At one point, I wanted to leave because I got really sick. And they said I couldn't leave because I owed them a lot of money. But I hadn't asked them for money. But they said for the trip, the food, the stay, and the money that they had given to my friend. I got really sick and they would inject me with something, who knows what. It got to the point that I couldn't speak. I was really sick for a month, so I decided to try try to come back to Nicaragua. At the border of El Salvador, I was really sick. The firemen took me to a hospital. When I got better, I went back to Nicaragua. But again, someone came offering to take me to Guatemala. So I thought I'd come, always thinking about making the situation better, to give something better to my son, what I had never had. He's 10 years old. But most people who bring you over don't bring you to decent work. Most of the times they sell you, they bring you to work in bars, and they paint you a really beautiful picture. The second time I came, it was a bar owner that brought me to Guatemala in 2001. In any moment, people can tell the police that you're not from here and to deport you. The second time, whenever I'd ask to get paid, he'd tell me that he didn't have my money with him, always asking me to wait. After 6 months, I told him that I wanted to go. He told me, fine, go, but you know you have to pay me everything that I spent on you and invested in you. I left the work and he never paid me what he owed me. I was only able to send money to my mother twice in 6 months. I came over in buses, transferring from place to place, and to cross the rivers, it's mostly canoes. So you pay them to cross, but they always want something from you. If you don't have money, you have to pay them with something else, and the only thing you have to pay them with is your body. You give them sex to get across. They just talk to the person bringing you across. They don't even talk to you. One time when I was coming alone, transferring place to place, my money ran out on the El Salvador border. A man was coming and I asked him for help. I asked him for a lift. He asks me, where are you going? He was really old. I told him I was going to San Salvador. He says, I'm going there also, I'll take you. So I said, thank you. At about 3 kilometers, he took out a pistol and he told me that he wanted sex. He said, I want you to have sex with me or else you have to stay here. So I had to do it. In those moments, you can't do anything else. That was the hardest moment I have had in all of these trips. And then he just left me there, in the middle of the highway, without money, in the middle of nowhere. That's why I don't travel that way anymore or ask for lifts.
Para tenerte siempre, siempre junto a mí.